and this is Greg. He works for the DA's office. Obviously, we're going to ask you some questions that I'm sure since this incident has happened, you've talked to, you know, you guys have been talking collectively and try to just kind of recall what you knew at the time that would be more helpful to us, okay? And some of the questions may be redundant, but just bear with me, all right? What's your date of birth? And do you go to school, or what do you go to school?
We homeschool.
Okay. What's your middle? The morning of Tuesday, you got up about what time?
It was like 6:45.
6:45. And what was your plans for the day? Because you obviously weren't here. You had left with your
mom. Yeah, my mom had come in, and it was my last apologetics class that we go to in TO. It was our last one, and she was like, it was kind of pointless to go to. So she came in and was like, do you want to go today? And I was kind of like, she's like, well, you should probably finish off the last one. So I'm like, okay, I'll go. So then I got up and like took a shower and did all that. And then my dad was going to take me on his way to work because we had done that a few times. And then my mom just kind of picked me up when the class was over.
Do you remember what time you left the house?
It was like 7:40.
Do you remember where you were when, obviously, you left, you drove out of here. Do you remember the route that you guys took?
Yeah, just down San Rosario, like on the right. Where were we, like, I don't even know the street. It was right by, like, the fire station.
Okay, what was the next thing you remember?
We were just talking on the phone to my mom, and she was like, hold on, the dogs are barking. And we heard them going crazy in the background. And then she was like, oh my gosh, Jeff, there's a guy in the house. And then she just started screaming. And so we turned around, and then my dad gave me his cell phone because she was on the car phone.
Okay.
And he gave me his cell phone, and I'm like, Dad, turn it off, because I started freaking out because hearing my mom screaming for like a minute. So we shut that off, and my dad gave me his cell phone and said, call 911. And so I called, and I didn't really know, like, how to start off because I didn't really know what was happening. I never called 911 before. But I just said, like, there's a guy in my house, and my mom's screaming, and the lady was like, okay, calm down, calm down. And so she's like, okay, what's your name? She's like, okay, I'm going to need you to be calm, like, to tell me everything. She's like, okay. She's like, so what's happening? And so she started asking me, like, so is your mom's in the house, and are there any children? I'm like, yeah, my brother, my sister. And then she was like, you know, what's your address? What's your phone number? And then when I told her our phone number, she's like, okay, we've had a 911 hang-up call from there. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, just asking, like, do you have any animals? I said, 4 dogs. And so when we got into Camelot, and the truck turned around the corner, and my dad's like, could this be the guy? Like, we stopped, and he peeled around us. And the lady's like, stay on the line, stay on the line. So I was like, okay. So my dad turned around, and I'm like, Dad, let me go out. It's our neighbors. It's like, okay, so I jumped out of the car, and she's like, stay on the line, and she's like, where are you now? And I was like, I'm running to my neighbors, and so I ran through Camelot and then ran into their house, and she took the phone from there, and then we got to our house.
Did you guys stay, while you were on the phone, on the portable cell phone, did you guys stay on the line, on the car phone?
No, I was like, after like a minute, I'm like, Dad, turn it off because we just came home.
So you hung up. The phone was hung up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember at what point it was that you guys saw the vehicle that you're talking about?
Yeah, in Camelot.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the Scalin's house. It was like almost to where you turn left. You like go straight. I don't know what the street
name
is.
Okay.
I think it's
Freeborn.
Oh, yeah, Freeborn. And so, like, right when you turn in front of their house, that's when the car came out.
So your dad just let you out, and you left and,
mm-hmm.
and ran to his home?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any other conversations between you and your father? I mean,
He just, he was telling me while I was on 911, saying, like, tell them, like, there's a guy with a gun in the house. Tell them to get over there. Tell them, like, there's kids in the house. Get sheriff. I want a code 3. And so I'm saying, and she's saying, tell your father to calm down. Tell him to calm down. And I was like, okay. And then the last thing that he said, because when we saw the truck go by, like, we knew it was him. So he turned around. I'm like, Dad, let me out. And I'll these. And he's like, okay. So I jumped out of the car. And that was the last thing that my dad and I said.
Did you get a look at the person that was driving that car?
Yeah, he looked Hispanic to me from there. Okay. And so.
You didn't get that much of a glance?
No, and I think I was just pumped. I didn't really.
Yeah. Did you recognize the car as being the one that belonged to?
I think it was our four guys. Yeah, it was a small, blackish, dark greenish truck that I've seen here.
Okay. So you made that connection right off the bat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there any other conversations between, I mean, obviously you weren't here when this thing happened, so were there any other conversations that you can recall that occurred between you and your father before he dropped you off?
I was just online with him when she was asking these questions, and he's saying, like, send the police, like, okay. It's code 3, code 3, and I was like, I kept telling her that. She's like, okay, calm down, calm down. And that was the last thing.
So when you went to Mary was there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what, obviously you told her what was going on?
Yeah, I just ran in the house and the lady's still on the phone and I just like, was just kind of freaking out then. And I was, Miss Lee, there's a guy in her house. And I was like, okay. So she, I gave, the lady's like, let me talk to your neighbor. So I gave her the cell phone and then she got in the car and came back here. And so me and Amanda, her daughter, and Casey, her son, were in the house. And then the other neighbor came over. And we just prayed and stuff and sat there because we didn't know anything for like 2 hours, just sitting there.
At any point, did you exit the house to see what was going on, or did you hear anything else that was related to this?
We saw a lot when my dad and I had like had that encounter with the guy. We saw a policeman like turn around the corner really sharp and went after the guy. And after the police passed, and my dad let me off.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had got Lee's backyard and we saw all the helicopters and sheriff after ambulance and fire truck going back to our house. So, and we were trying to look because we, I thought my dad might air back my mom because I called our house during those 2 hours and my sister finally picked up and I was Chris, I'm like, what's going on? Is mom okay? And she was like, I don't know. Dad won't let me see her. I was like, oh my gosh, did the guy have a gun? Because I didn't know anything. And she was like, yeah. And I just kind of started freaking out and she's, Jamie, don't let your emotions take control. And then she hung up. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so we were just sitting there. And then I thought my dad might air back her if my mom was like that serious. So we saw the helicopter come and land on the football field. And then that was the last.
Alright, we'll go off tape. Damien, it's 4:06 on June 8th. Thanks.